AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is expected to decide today whether women will face restrictions in getting a drug used in the most common method of abortion in the U.S. while a lawsuit continues. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
The legal fight over abortion comes less than a year after conservative justices reversed Roe v. Wade and allowed more than a dozen states to effectively ban abortion outright. Even as the abortion landscape changed dramatically in several states, abortion opponents set their sights on medication abortions, which make up more than half of all abortions in the U.S.
The Biden administration and Danko Laboratories, the maker of the drug, want the nation's highest court to reject limits on its use imposed by lower courts. Jack Teixeira won't appear in court today in Boston. There's a delay. The Massachusetts Air National Guard member is accused of leaking classified military documents related to the Ukraine war. A law in Missouri allowing people to defend themselves in their homes could come into play in the shooting of a black 16-year-old in Kansas City. Ralph Yarl was shot by an 84-year-old white man after he rang the doorbell at the wrong house while attempting to pick up his younger siblings. Andrew Lester is due in court today in Kansas City. Gwen Grant, president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Kansas City, wants an FBI hate crimes investigation.
We want people to know that you will pay a severe price if you shoot someone for ringing your doorbell simply because, for any reason, but because of the color of their skin.
A court in Moscow dismissed a prominent Russian opposition figure's appeal of his 8.5-year prison sentence for criticizing Russia's actions in Ukraine. Months after the state's latest mass shooting, Colorado's Democratic-controlled legislature passed a package of gun control measures that are expected to be signed by the state's governor. Stocks are lower. This is AP News. The price of food in the UK has risen at the fastest pace in 45 years.
Food prices jumped nearly 20% in the 12 months through February, the biggest increase since August 1977, according to the Office for National Statistics. Susanna Streeter, a London-based marketing expert, says although the heat has been turned down on the bubbling cauldron of prices, inflation is still scalding. This comes amid a cost-of-living crisis that has fueled a wave of strikes by government workers. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Tesla dropped the starting prices for its two top-selling models overnight, the company's fourth price cut in the U.S. this year. Some industry analysts say demand may be slowing for Tesla's vehicles as some competition enters the market. Others say Tesla is using its high profit margins to take market share from competitors. Tesla's stock has been lower. It had been bouncing back. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.